Hollywood celebrities rush to call for Trump's impeachment after U.S. apprehends Nicolás Maduro, America is a terror state. By Jerome Hudson on January 3, 2026. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities wasted no time demanding the impeachment of President Donald Trump after he ordered the military operation to lead to the capture of Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro and his wife Cilia Flores. On what U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called charges of narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the United States. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer dug deep and fired off a two-word missive on the left's favorite digital hive Blue Sky, impeachment now, her said. Cryer was responding to Colorado Democrat Representative Joe Negus, who called Trump's actions unconstitutional. Impeachment now. Image or embed. John Cryer, at mrjohncryer.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 12:34 p.m. Impeach this evil guy, actress Mia Farrow said in a Blue Sky rant of her own. Trump and his billionaire oil company pals want Venezuela's oil. Hoping our branches of government finally go spine shopping and do what is right for America, our allies and the world's people. Trump and his billionaire oil company pals want Venezuela's oil. Hoping our branches of government finally go spine shopping and do what is right for America. Our allies and the world's people impeach this evil guy. Mia Farrow, at myafarrow.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 9:46 a.m. Meanwhile, Disney's Marvel movie star Mark Ruffalo compared Trump to Adolf Hitler. While he, Farrow, horror author and Hollywood producer Stephen King, and Elspeth star Wendell Pierce all spread the conspiracy theory that Trump arrested and charged Maduro for oil. Also giving Hitler's blitz through Europe vibes. Image or embed. Mark Ruffalo, at markruffalo.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 10:47 a.m. The maniac wanted a Nobel Peace Prize. He has bombed seven countries and counting and starts the new year with an illegal and immoral war. This is giving Bush Jr., Dick Cheney oil money vibes. Image or embed. Mark Ruffalo, at markruffalo.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 9:43 a.m. Maduro's not a good guy, agreed. But neither is Putin, and Trump rolled out the red fucking carpet for him. It's not about dope, it's about oil, which kinda is dope. Just when you think Trump has hit the gutter, he bounces lower. Stephen King, at stephenking.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 12:50 p.m. The United States can only begin war with another country through a declaration of Congress. The president's actions are unjustified and unconstitutional. Military attacks upon Venezuela and the loss of life and property must end immediately. Image or embed. George Takei, at georgetakei.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 12:07 p.m. Deadpool actor and comedian Rob Delaney believes Maduro's arrest could be part of Team Trump's plan to try to expand their Scott/concentration camp network in Venezuela. Based on how Trump does things, this seems like the most likely outcome. With massive caveat that Miller et al. Try to expand their Scott/concentration camp network in Venezuela. As ever, anyone who doesn't aggressively try to stop them, Jeffrey/Schumer/Wasserman/Schultz, etc., is responsible. Image or embed. Rob Delaney, at robdelaney.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 10:22 a.m. Best known for his roles in Star Trek, actor George Takei offered his constitutional wisdom, saying the United States can only begin war with another country through a declaration of Congress. The United States can only begin war with another country through a declaration of Congress. The president's actions are unjustified and unconstitutional. Military attacks upon Venezuela and the loss of life and property must end immediately. Image or embed. George Takei, at georgetakei.bisky.social. January 3, 2026 at 12:07 p.m. Pulp Fiction star Ellen Barkin said Trump illegally took over a foreign country he is currently attempting to read aloud, word for word, from the cheat sheet in front of him. Uh-oh, he's straight off his notes now, his incoherent babbling struggling to find its way through the roll of cotton in his filthy mouth. President Donald Trump addressed the nation on Saturday morning, providing details about the overnight operation on the capital of Venezuela to capture dictator Nicolas Maduro. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.